All right, welcome. Mike Adams here with a special report on cryptocurrency and privacy coins. And I have done a lot more research and trial and error into cryptocurrency. I'm going to give you a recommendation here today of my number one choice for not only a privacy coin that I think is the absolute winner of, in terms of tech and usability, but I also think that this coin represents what Bitcoin was supposed to be, and I think it represents the future of crypto, and it could really be the coin. But let me just, a couple of disclaimers up front. Number one, as you know, I've been 100% against speculation in crypto for a very long time, and that holds true today. Nothing in this message is encouraging you to, you know, buy the coin and wait for it to go up and blah, blah. No, this is not about investing. This is about privacy in transactions, because I believe that cryptocurrency has a role to play when you can use it with privacy. And that's why we're talking about privacy coins. And I believe that cryptocurrency potentially has a very strong future for people to be able to have mobile forms of payment and also to buy and sell away from the centralized central bank money systems, which are really basically a financial spy grid. But if you've been following me for a few years, you know that I've also been very outspoken against the hype of cryptocurrencies. I really despise all the hype, all the get-rich-quick garbage that's out there, because I don't want cryptocurrency to be a get-rich-quick scheme. I want cryptocurrency to be stable, reliable, fungible. I want it to have transactional capabilities and also to have a very smooth ability to exchange it with other things, such as either a non-privacy coin or fiat or goods and services, so that you could actually use the coin to buy something that is useful to you. And so that's the coin I'm going to talk about today. The other disclaimer is I don't own any of this coin currently, although I have owned it because I've used it and I have transacted in this coin. I have bought and sold some of the coin to test the exchange capabilities, and I've used the coin to make some purchases, which I'll tell you about. And no, those aren't purchases on the dark web. Those are just purchases for VPN services, for example. So I guess the final disclaimer is that I do not recommend any illegal activities. Everything that I talk about in my entire world of prepping and information and everything is always about stay within the bounds of the law. Don't do anything illegal, unethical, or immoral. And this message is entirely consistent with that. Okay, and then, one more thing. Finally, I don't know who the founders are behind this coin I'm going to recommend. I've never met them. I've never interviewed them, although I would like to. I think their names are known. I think I've seen them online, so I would love to do an interview about this coin. I'll just go ahead and tell you. The coin is Monero. Monero, M-O-N-E-R-O. And the three-letter symbol for it in the crypto world is XMR. XMR is Monero. The website is getmonero.org. And there you can watch a video about it, learn a little bit about it. Now, I have mentioned Monero before, but I mentioned some other privacy coins, such as Zcash, for example. And I've learned a whole lot more about Zcash and Pirate Coin and Monero and other coins. And I've decided that Monero is absolutely the best coin for privacy and scalability, decentralization. You know, it's truly decentralized. And I've also noticed that the governments of the world are really trying to declare war on privacy coins. That's because they hate them, because the governments don't want money to be private. Now, money should be private. In fact, when you get, let's say, a $100 bill, that $100 bill should be usable. It should have a fungibility and utility for you, regardless of where that $100 came from before. So did you know that most U.S. currency is laced with some amount of cocaine? Because somebody at some point along the line probably rolled it up and snorted coke with it at a Hunter Biden party or something like that, right? You know, or Washington, D.C., you know, U.S. Senator's reelection campaign celebration. they were snorting coke in the back with the money that they were all bribed with from the corporation, something like that. Doing blow and banging hookers. That's how the U.S. Senate works. So almost all the money has gone through the hands of hookers. Does that mean that you shouldn't be able to use that money? No. This is my point. It doesn't matter where the money came from. If you're not doing anything illegal with it, I mean, maybe you got the $100 bill from your bank or it was in the ATM. Nobody is tracking the history of that bill's serial number and where it came from and who was snorting coke with it. You know, thank goodness, or there would be a ledger for every serial number of every dollar bill, and that would be a nightmare. But that's what the governments want to do with central bank digital currencies, or CBDCs. They want to be able to track and control all your expenditures, where your money comes from, where you spend it, and to limit your ability to spend money, or to automatically tax you, or to have automatic deductions and fines and penalties for you, you know, breathing, exhaling carbon. You're not going to have a good carbon score. Don't worry, they'll take it out of your digital wallet if you're dumb enough to use digital central bank currencies. But the alternative to central bank currencies is crypto and privacy coins in particular. And that's where Monero comes in the picture. Now, in my view, Monero is vastly superior to Zcash because Zcash is just a fork of Bitcoin, it turns out, that has some extra mathematical zero-knowledge proofs attached to it. But Zcash doesn't always operate in a zero-knowledge way. Now, what do I mean by zero-knowledge? Zero-knowledge effectively, in a simplified form, means that no one knows where the money came from or where it's going. So transactions are made without the traceability that is inherent in Bitcoin. So to back up a little bit more, Bitcoin has a public ledger, and everybody's, you know, public address of your wallet is right there in the public blockchain. So Bitcoin is not private at all. If you send or receive or buy and sell Bitcoin, it is 100% traceable. And even where you send it or how you spend it, it's all traceable. And there are very advanced tools in the hands of corporations and governments that are tracing all the transactions on the Bitcoin public blockchain. So Bitcoin is not what Bitcoin was originally promised to be, because originally, and you probably heard this 10 years ago, they said, oh, Bitcoin's all private, you know, it's anonymous, nobody knows. That's not true at all. It's all a public ledger. So what Zcash does is they optionally assign some zero knowledge algorithms to the transactions so that nobody really knows where it came from or where it's going. But that's optional. You have to actually turn that on transaction by transaction in Zcash. And it's not always on by default. So a lot of people using Zcash who perhaps don't know all these details, they're not getting the privacy that they thought they were getting. Also, Zcash is, it doesn't have the scalability that's necessary for Zcash to become in widespread use. Monero has an adjustable block size or variable block size, and it dynamically adjusts to the demand. So Monero can scale very, very well. And also, Monero is resistant to ASIC types of mining, which is a good thing for lots of reasons involving use of electricity and so on. But I don't want to get deep into the math on all of that. It's just that Monero was designed from the start as a privacy coin, where Zcash was kind of like throwing a privacy layer on top of Bitcoin. And it doesn't really, look, nothing against Zcash. The people who built it are really smart folks. But Monero is inherently superior in terms of its default, always on, zero knowledge status. So every transaction is 100% protected. The blockchain for Monero can't be mined by any government or any corporation in order to unveil the trace of where funds came from or where they went or who's behind them. So Monero is 100% private, and it has all the advantages of fungibility and exchangeability. You can exchange Monero with lots of other crypto coins, and you can even do so without KYC information. You can download wallets onto your local computer where you're actually storing your encryption keys locally on your own hardware. One of those wallets is called Guarda, G-U-A-R-D-A. That's a pretty good wallet. There's another wallet called Atomic Wallet, which I haven't used yet, so I don't know about it. So it's atomicwallet.io. I have used Guarda, which allows exchanges between Monero and Bitcoin or other cryptos, and the exchange rates seem very, very good on Guarda. In fact, they seem a lot better than what they are on Exodus, which is another wallet that you can download and run locally on your machine, exodus.com, if you're curious about that. But it looks like Guarda has much better exchange rates, so a better value. There's also another wallet called Feather Wallet, and I think that's just at featherwallet.org, that only holds Monero on your local computer. It does not offer exchanges with other crypto, but it's a way to actually hold the coins on your local hardware. Now, in doing all of this, you want to protect yourself using a VPN. Now, here's just an interesting tip for you. I would choose a VPN that you can pay for using Monero. So go out there, do some searches, find out which VPNs will accept Monero as payment, because then it's a privacy payment. If you go out and you buy a VPN service using your credit card, what's the point of having the VPN? You've just assigned your identity to that VPN account. And most VPN services are actually logging all of your activity on their servers. And when asked, they will turn over all those logs to law enforcement or governments, even if you've done nothing wrong, just out of suspicion. So you need to choose a VPN service that does not have logging and also that accepts Monero as payment. And again, I'm not advocating any illegal activities, and I don't engage in illegal activities myself. I just value privacy. In my view, no government, no corporation, it's none of their business what I'm doing, which websites I'm reading, which is often alternative media websites that are probably, you know, on a list somewhere of like, oh, dangerous misinformation, you know, oh, it's InfoWars, you know, that kind of thing, right? Because the truth is labeled misinformation these days. So I don't want the government snooping on what I'm doing, which means you have to have privacy, which means you need a VPN, and you need to be able to pay for the VPN using a privacy coin, such as Monero. So once you get your VPN going, then all your IP traffic is private. And that's the preferred way to get things done. Just remember that all crypto, see, I advocate using crypto for transactions and for especially privacy transactions such as purchasing a VPN. Or there might be some goods and services you want to purchase online and you want to use Bitcoin for those purchases or other types of crypto. And they could be completely legal things. For example, I mean, my store, healthrangerstore.com, we accept cryptocurrency. I don't think we currently accept Monero, unfortunately, but that's something that I hope to be able to do. I think we're using kind of a simple plugin that accepts the more common cryptocurrencies, but you can exchange Monero into Bitcoin and then spend the Bitcoin, but use a different Bitcoin wallet that is kind of a throwaway wallet, you know, in order to make that purchase, so you don't have a bunch of different purchases through the same wallet. But there are many online companies that accept Bitcoin. You can actually spend Bitcoin to get gold, physical gold, which I think is one of the smartest uses of Bitcoin. Or you could use Bitcoin. There's a company called Botac Tactical. I think it's botac.com, B-O-T-A-C-H. You can buy, you know, preparedness gear, like military boots and gloves and all kinds of stuff on there. And, you know, they take Bitcoin. So it's smart to use this and protect your privacy along the way. But I will say my disclaimer is be careful. I do not agree with those who are saying that Bitcoin is digital gold or crypto is digital gold. I completely disagree with that assessment, because the thing that makes gold gold is that it's not digital. It's not an NFT. It's an atomic element on the table of elements, and it can't vanish. So the thing that makes me nervous about all crypto is, what happens if the power grid goes down? What happens if the governments take it down and keep it down for a matter of months on purpose? You know, for example, to block the midterm elections or whatever they have in mind. And maybe they blame Putin on cyber warfare or blame China or who knows what. Then you have no access to your crypto if you have no power. And if everybody else has no power. The other thing is that, you know, hard drives crash. There could be an EMP attack or a solar flare that takes out sensitive electronics. Your laptop might be fried. Well, everybody else's laptop might be fried. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. But all of those things can't destroy gold and silver. So in my opinion, when it comes to the final store of value, I say physical things, that should be your final destination of asset storage. Physical gold, physical silver, land, you know, used vehicles, diesel fuel, things like that. Some people are into fine art, but personally, I can't tell the difference between fine art versus somebody vomiting on a canvas with magical colors. I mean, all looks the same to me. So I'm not into fine art, but gold and silver and also copper and lead, which that's what bullets are made out of, you know, where legal, those are physical things that can be used for self-defense. They can be used to help support your local community in case of a zombie attack wave. They can also be used as barter items and so on. So getting into physical goods is my strategy that I'm, you know, that I'll share with you, although with the disclaimer, I'm not your financial advisor. Don't take this as financial advice. Work with a professional, figure out what's right for you. But for what I'm doing, it's getting into physical. However, Bitcoin or Monero or other cryptos can be very, very useful in engaging in legal transactions or having mobility for your funds. You might be a refugee at some point. You might have to get out of Dodge. And you can't necessarily take all your bars of silver with you because they're heavy and bulky, depending on how many you have. Might be easier to have gold coins at that point. But you can easily slide a thumb drive into your pocket. And maybe you have an encrypted thumb drive, you know, the kind that you punch in the code on it. Apricorn is one of the companies that makes those. Those are pretty cool. And then you could flee the war zone with your crypto, and then you could load up your crypto once you get to your destination, and you could actually convert that back into fiat and use it to buy food, pay rent for an apartment, whatever. It's going to be a lot of refugees fleeing war zones and collapse zones. Los Angeles is going to be a collapse zone. San Francisco, Seattle, Portland. There's going to be refugees out of those cities. Where, I mean, those cities are going to be up in flames when the food inflation hits later this year. We're going to have food riots in those cities. No joke. So mobility does count, and that's where crypto really shines. Also, you might need to send funds to somebody that you know who's in a war zone. Maybe you have a family member who's in Seattle, and then Seattle collapses and all the police flee and they turn Seattle into a giant Chaz zone. They did that with six city blocks, you know, a while back. Maybe they do that to the whole city, and all these insane lunatic gangs of like left-wing Marxists with AK-47s, they take over Seattle. And maybe you can't get out with all your stuff and your computer and everything. All you can do is flee on foot with a thumb drive in your pocket, and maybe they burn down all the local banks as they're torching the police stations and everything else. Well, you're a refugee. You're fleeing on foot. Good thing you got some crypto, so there's a use for it. Might be a good idea to slide a few gold coins into the bottom of your shoes, too, while you're at it. You know, have multiple forms of barter. You might need to bribe your way across a bridge or something. You know, bribe the bridge troll guard. Here, have a gold coin, let me pass, you know, that kind of thing. But the world is a very unpredictable place. So you're going to need lots of different options for mobility and for privacy. In fact, the more privacy you have, the safer you are, no matter what happens. Because you don't know wherever you live listening to this, your government might be overrun. You know, the government of Sri Lanka is collapsing right now because of the food riots and the default on the dollar-denominated bonds. Did you know that Sri Lanka has already defaulted? Yeah, you know, riots are getting worse because of the food inflation and the fuel inflation. Riots are spreading to places like Spain and Peru and Middle Eastern nations as well. We're going to have riots all over the world, including in the U.S. and Canada as well. And so, you know, mobility matters and privacy matters. So learn about Monero. Learn about how to use crypto wallets if you don't know that already. Learn about VPN. Use a VPN. Protect your privacy. Get yourself a de-Googled phone running the Graphene OS Android operating system without Google on it. And just start practicing safe computing and safe financial transactions that are safe from prying eyes. And again, finally, the context here is I'm not advocating anything illegal and I don't engage anything illegal. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I've never had a speeding ticket, never been arrested in my life. I mean, because, you know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't hang out in bars, I don't stir up trouble with people, but I do carry a concealed handgun. I do have, you know, class 3 suppressors and things, and pass all the FBI background checks and so on and so forth, because I'm a responsible citizen who uses technology for defense or to get prepared. And that's my advice, is to learn this technology, learn about these solutions, and use them to do good in the world. Use them to help keep you and your family safe. Use them to help enhance the safety of your community. Use these tools to enhance your preparedness. And at some point, believe me, you might need to help out local sheriff's deputies if they're, you know, pro-constitution and you're fighting off a wave of, you know, freaking zombies that coming out of a city somewhere, or maybe foreign troops invading your country, which could happen in America too. Communist China has set its sights on America. China wants to invade the United States at some point. So all kinds of scenarios may unfold, and use these tools to be prepared and to help defend and support individual liberty and also privacy, because those two things go hand in hand. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, known as the Health Ranger. You can see more of my videos at prepwithmike.com or watch my channel on brighteon.com. And thank you for listening. God bless. Take care.